Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
As an employee for nearly 20 years across both sides of the pond, and now as a business owner for the last 18 years, having now served clients in 28 states, China, India, Western Europe, and Australia, I was recently reflecting back on what I think I've learned. So rather like the hit parade, here's my top 10. Number one, trust is the glue that bonds people together. We trust people who have high character, you know, who they are, and high competence, what they do. The commodity leaders deal in is trust. People will follow you if they trust you. Number two, all organizations are essentially volunteer organizations because people will choose how much to give of themselves based on how much they trust their colleagues and leaders. Number three, there are two types of time management challenge, people and process. The goal with people is to build trust, and the goal with processes is to reduce time safely. When we have effective relationships with people and efficient processes that are safe, we seem to have less time management challenges. Number four, gossip breaks trust. It's like a poisonous toxin that permeates some organizations. Construction workers know all about this principle, as they call it bad mud. You think you're building a bond with someone when you gossip about the others, but the other person knows you're not to be trusted. Innately, they know that if you gossip about others to them, you gossip about them to others. Number five, employees learn best by three things. Example, example, and example. If you are the leader, be a good example for others to follow. If you want your team to be solution-minded, on time, customer-centered, and hardworking, you have to exhibit those attributes yourself. Number six, human beings are actually four-dimensional: the body, the mind, the heart, and the soul. See, great leaders create cultures that get people firing on all four cylinders. They ensure the physical dimension of the person is well cared for by paying well and creating working conditions that are healthy. And great leaders seek the opinions of others, which is the mind. And they encourage people to be passionate about their work. That's the heart. And great organizations attract and retain talent by also doing work that matters and that makes a positive contribution in the world, which you could say is the soul or the spirit in the workplace. Number seven, human beings are not robots. We weren't designed to work 24/7, 365. If we try and be superhuman, something will break. For people to be effective during the working week, they also need to rest, refresh, and replenish. There is something to be said about the principle of the Sabbath. It seems that we were designed to work some, rest some, and play some. Number eight, diversity and inclusion policies can actually cause more division and more exclusion if they're not managed well. The trumpet of diversity can sound very off-key if someone deep down believes the primary reason they actually got the job was because they helped fill some kind of quota based on their race or age or gender or sexual orientation. The thrust of inclusivity can actually be an oxymoron if we exclude the views of people who disagree with an agenda to push life choices not everyone agrees with or morally believes they can be applauded. Number nine, business is no more complicated than people working with people, which we call colleagues, and other people call vendors, to serve other people called customers. Money is just the fruit that falls from the tree when we work well with people in our service to others. Number 10, change is the only constant. Technology is the primary driver that dictates that the way we did it yesterday is not necessarily the best way to do it today, and all bets may be off tomorrow. Technology is not a terrorizer we should fear, but it's actually an enabler to do what we need to do better and smarter. And here's a bonus one. I've never worked for or consulted with an organization that's heavily unionized and came away thinking, wow, What an incredibly awesome work culture. Hashtag like never. My observation has been that unions had their place primarily back in the day when we needed to put safety harnesses on capitalists who had little care for the lives of human beings at work. Nowadays, my observation has been that unions do little more than actually cause more division and suspicion. So there you have it, 11 things actually that I've learned over all these years of working in this sometimes wacky and sometimes wonderful world of commerce. I hope that's kind of common sense organized, but I've just found that common sense is just not that commonly practiced, sadly.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.